Think of life without music.
Good pre-evening. You're tuned into a new episode here of Crispy Critics. Once again, my name is Sydney, joined in the studio by John Drake, and I don't think we really have a theme for this episode, but we still have two great new records coming your way.
I was very impressed. You know, we received the Chris Farren record a couple of weeks ago, and I just never took the time to listen, and I'm just glad that you were able to do the review on it. And after hearing it, it like really set me into a weird mood.
Yeah, this record, so it's a little weird. If you don't know Chris Farren, he's done a bunch of solo work, obviously by himself. That's what we're reviewing today. But he's also done stuff with Fake Problems, Antarctico Vespucci, and is good friends with Jeff Rosenstock. So he's done a bunch of music stuff, but this is only his second solo album of sorts. He's done some like weird Christmas stuff too, but this is sort of the second full-length record under his solo name.
So I was expecting a little bit more of a punk sound, and
yeah,
to me it's like this weird amalgamation of strange lyrics and just
yes,
interesting way of putting forth a persona.
Yeah, it very much is around the persona of, I think it's just really funny because it's obviously sarcastic. He doesn't think he's the best person in the world realistically, but he puts on this persona of Chris Farren being, well, obviously the album's called Born Hot. So he's saying,
ooh,
he's the hottest person in the world.
Excellent.
And he's like the best person in the world. And on this first song that I'm going to be playing called Love Theme from Born Hot, I think this description gives a good way of showing sort of the persona that Chris wants to put on. So he made an alt account. So just some backstory. Him and Jeff Rosenstock have a podcast that talks about the TV show Lost called Back to the Island.
Nice.
And so they make a bunch of alt accounts under that name. So there's a description under the Genius lyrics for this song called B2 Back to the Island. So it's definitely him just posting descriptions of this. And the description of this song says, in 2017, Chris was at a real personal crossroads and was considering giving up music to explore a new career. He stated many times that if he wasn't a famous musician, he would probably be a famous actor. So his first thought was that he should start in his own TV show. And then it goes on to say that he was going to make this a TV show. And then it says he got as far as writing the theme song for the show before word spread throughout the industry. And within days, he was dodging calls from huge names such as Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese, Amy Adams, Meryl Streep, and just a bunch of weird like descriptions for stuff that obviously didn't happen, but
right,
it's really funny that it's just there and there's like paragraphs and paragraphs of it.
It's amazing. I think he is definitely got that thing going as an actor, but on top of it, just the idea that this mad arrogance, being on top of everything and, you know, calling himself hot is amazing. I love the lyrics on this track too, by the way, Love Theme from Born Hot. We'll talk about it a little bit later.
Yeah, so there's just a lot of stuff to go into because this is just a weird track, but it's really fun. It's just sort of fun, upbeat, funny music, especially with this persona that he puts on. So I think we'll get into the first track here. Once again, this is new music from the one and only Chris Farren. The new record's called Born Hot, and this is the track called Love Theme from Born Hot. You're listening to it here on Crispy Critics on KVSC.
Thank you.
That was a brand new track there from Chris Farron off of the new record Born Hot. That was the track Love Theme from Born Hot. And along with that sort of long description of the song that I only read a little bit of, I know we were talking, there's a reference to Thunderstruck by AC/DC in the first paragraph,
yeah,
too. That's kind of funny.
I think it's very funny. And talking about the iPad or the headphones that suck and all that stuff. And there goes the rock, right?
Yeah. And if you click on that line on the Genius website, there's an annotation that says Thunderstruck is a little known song by Australian rock band AC/DC. It's very nice of Chris to help out other artists by referencing them in his own music.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So obviously, I think some people think this is really bad, like, oh, why would he say this? And I'm like, well, it's obviously not to be serious. It's to put on this sort of funny, weird, arrogant persona, but I think it's really funny just because it's so strange.
And like I say, you know, this guy is like truly an actor, and he's taking the idea of like how a musician kind of desires to be liked and loved, and he's just playing up to it. You know, it doesn't matter if he's actually liked or loved, but certainly this persona is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, that's true. It's really fun, and I know he sort of had this persona on Twitter for a while now, ever since I've followed him for a while back when his first record came out. It was still sort of there, but not nearly as much as it is on this record.
Yeah.
I know for some of the promotion, even, he put the picture of the album cover, which is like a cartoon version of himself trying to be hot, on billboards and stuff, which I thought was really funny, just like to see that, and he'd post it. And a lot of people, I saw there's some funny YouTube comments for the music videos, especially for the last song I played. One of them says, I was born average looking. I don't think I can buy this record. So just funny stuff all around with it. I love just finding these little just nuggets of information in their sort of alt accounts and all this weird stuff to find.
How about the throw rugs? Have you seen those?
I don't think I have.
It's Chris Farron in a bathing suit.
Oh,
on a throw
gosh.
Rug. It's beautiful.
Just weird stuff. Yeah. So I just think it's funny because you can deep dive and find so much weird information. And I know a fun thing about Chris Farron, too, is that I think he looks up people mentioning his name on Twitter like all the time. Because if you tweet about him, he finds it and he'll respond to it. He'll favorite it. He does a bunch of weird stuff.
And I also find it funny that if you just go through the regular channels, there's not much about him.
No, not really. Like the Wikipedia page has maybe 3 sentences in it. Not a whole lot.
Yep, it's the deep internet. It's the dark web and
yeah,
Chris Farron.
Some weird stuff, but if you like this sort of weird persona, I know some people think it's sort of dumb and annoying. I think it's pretty amusing just because it's so strange. But there's a couple other songs in here that I really like. They're all sort of similar to the Love Theme from Born Hot, where they're just sort of upbeat, peppy, funny sort of songs. But we're going to get into another song here soon called Are You Still There, which I really like a lot. It's just pretty much your average songwriting, but there's still some funny sarcasm almost that I like. There's especially a line that says, the days have been so sad since the night we lost your dad, and it feels worse when they say that he's in a better place, okay.
Yeah.
So I like the okay. It's just, it's talking about sort of darker things, but it puts that sort of sarcastic, weird twist on the end, which I really like just in the writing.
I think you're right. And the song that it comes out of, I Was Amazing, also has a cool pop thing going. And this one, I kind of felt a little bit of 80s British thing, especially the bass.
Yeah, so I just like that there's still some sort of a little bit different writing on it, but he still has that sort of sarcastic, weird wittiness to it in a sure. way. But I really like that, and we'll hear this in this song. We'll get into this other new song here, music from Chris Farren. This is the new record called Born Hot. We're going to play the song called Are You Still There here on Crispy Critics on KVSC. That was another brand new track there from the latest Chris Farren record called Born Hot. That was Are You Still There? And if you like that track and you like the love theme that I played earlier, you'll probably like the rest of the record. It's pretty consistent in just sort of tone. Most of it is that sort of upbeat feeling type music. It doesn't go drastically one way or another.
No, but I do like the vibraphone parts and a lot of the synthesizer parts, and the idea that he worked at a home studio and had the quote-unquote executive producer Jenny Owen Youngs come over and say, yeah, you know, your demos are better than this.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of producing that this recording made. But certainly emo-y and yachty and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just really fun, especially if you are a fan of sort of the friends that he works so close with, Jeff Rosenstock, people like that, but you want to hear something a little bit more light that's not sort of as punk as some of the other projects that he's worked with or other people that he's worked with. You'll probably like this more because you can still tell that he's friends with these other musicians, but this is definitely the way more poppy version of that sort of music.
Right.
So.
Jeff Rosenstock even appeared on a couple of these tracks. The Search for Me and Domain Lapse featured a little bit of Rosenstock on here. But he's already been to
yeah.
the Twin Cities.
Yeah,
Chris
that's
Farren.
True.
He played with the band Free Throw as a opening act, but is going out on his first real proper tour.
Yes.
and hitting some more Midwestern places like Chicago and Michigan in late January.
Yeah.
So he's going to be headlining this time with friends like Retirement Party and Max Seal.
Yes. So I know we just did miss him. I think the show he played was like early September
that's
when he
right.
played here.
Yep,
yeah,
September 8th.
Yeah, so unfortunately we missed that, but hopefully he'll be back soon. But you never really know because he's sort of all over the place, as you've
heard.
Yeah,
yeah. So the band we're bringing in next has already 2 sold-out shows at the Palace Theater coming up November 22nd and 23rd. There are still tickets for the Sunday 24th show at 7:30 p.m. The Palace Theater in St. Paul. Of course, the band is Wilco.
Yes, I'm excited. And I saw those 3 shows too, and I thought, wow, that's a lot for a band to do, you know, 3 shows, but they must be killing it because they all sold really fast.
It's been a while since Wilco's been around. They kind of took 2.5 years off, and Jeff Tweedy, in the time between the 2016 release Schmilko and the release to Ode to Joy, which came out on the band's own DBPM Records on the 4th of October, Tweedy's done 3 albums in between, and he says something to the effect that he's kind of changed the way that he's songwriting, no longer just speaking to himself as if nobody else is listening, and now is kind of singing out to the people. And that's new approach for songwriting and a very interesting sound. I was, in a sense, taken aback by Ode to Joy, but now kind of understand the way that it's structured.
Yeah, the first time I listened to it too, I'm like, okay, I don't really know where this is going. It's a little bit mellow, a little bit sort of just, I know Pitchfork says it's sort of like spacious type sounding music, which I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But I think it's one of those albums that you have to listen to a couple times first, and then you go, okay, now I see where this is going.
Yeah, and first off, the opening tracks, Bright Leaves and Before Us, have a lot of repetition.
Yes.
And it seems like those were just kind of setting the mood, but then it turns into something, I think, a little bit more melodic and enjoyable in a lot of Wilco senses when you get to the third song, 1.5 Stars. The recording overall just has a lot of different feelings, and singles like Everyone Hides, which I think we'd like to listen to that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, that one and one other single, which was called Love Is Everywhere, Beware, were kind of leading into what the whole overall picture of Ode to Joy is. And it, you know, it's about joy, but it's also about the hidden parts of love and courage and politics and a whole lot of other things that are really finely put together by Jeff Tweedy from his writing and the producer Tom Schick. Again, recorded at a home studio. This recording does have a lot going for it, and I can see why people are wanting to go out and see Wilco on these shows in St. Paul and on tour.
Yeah.
So like I say, it's time for us to check out one of the singles. It's got some pretty cool guitar and very simple, bright sounds to it. It's called Everyone Hides, right here on 88.1 FM and Crispy Critics.
If you're telling yourself a story where the secrets twist like vines, and you know where the bodies are buried, but you can't remember where you buried them. On a tale where the details drip with time,
That was music from Wilco's new release, Ode to Joy, on KVSC. The song was Everyone Hides. And the band Wilco has been in the same lineup for about the last 12 years. And it's kind of neat to see how they've gelled as a group. Glenn Cochi is the drummer and has been with the band maybe about that, well, since about 2004. And the difference between early Wilco and the now more refined, I think, really has a lot to do with Cochi and the guitarist Nels Klein. I think that the Nels Klein addition to Wilco is just an amazing part of the whole product. I'm blown away that a guitarist of his nature would be in a band that kind of leans toward Americana, but they've got a whole lot of other sounds.
Yes.
And I do think that the song that we'll play next has the biggest, heaviest guitar going on, and it kind of sneaks in. It's a longer piece, runs about 5 minutes, and it kind of starts off melancholy, but becomes this big, gigantic, epic piece. The song is We Were Lucky, and it's new from Wilco's new release, Ode to Joy. Thank you. Yeah, that was a big piece of music. We Were Lucky, music from Wilco off of Ode to Joy, the band's 11th release, a band that's been around for a good long time now, almost 25 years.
Yeah.
Amazing. But it does say that Jeff Tweedy is making a kind of an interesting change through the, I think what he's been doing as a solo artist, all these recordings, to this new incarnation of the band after a 2.5 year break.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've stripped this music down to the bare essentials. And, you know, it's sometimes it's just really fun to have something big and epic like the song we just heard. And, you know, you can sure say that with the kind of the expansive nature of music, a lot of artists are doing that nowadays. But it's also very fun that this group, you know, has been known to really build up a piece of artistic vision. And this one, I think, does reflect what Jeff Tweedy is all about right now.
I think so, too. It's pretty solid. It's a little bit, yeah, like you said, expansive and spacious sounding. And I think it does take more than, you know, the first listen to get into it. But overall, yeah, pretty solid after that long break for them.
Yeah. And again, it's maybe not as funny as our friend Chris Farron, but certainly it has some very strong lyrical content.
Yes, indeed.
So before we send the program over to Mike May, who is here at 5 o'clock for Diversions, I know that Mike has got a really interesting show picked out already. Lots of records named three and lots of different themes based around three. It's really important right now for people who are out there listening and maybe even on the podcast if you're listening to it later on to think about supporting KVSC during this membership drive. It's the Drive to 55. We are looking to build a capital campaign which raises $55,000 to repair the transmitter that brings you your sound alternative terrestrially. And it's very important, especially that your money goes into it during this drive because of the value of your pledge.
Yeah, because we have that generous listener family who's tripling all the pledges. So even if it's as little as $5, that's actually just going to be $15. So,
yeah.
You know, if you've ever thought about it, right now is probably, you know, the best time. It might be the only time that, you know, tripling your pledge might happen.
Right. And I just can't believe that we have such a good friend in the community that is going to contribute to a campaign of this nature.
Yeah.
And so, like I say, if you give even the smallest amount you can, the value back to KVSC and the quality which you receive back in the programming and the sound improvement from what we will do to the transmitter is really important for you to think about and give accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to, you can probably go online as your best bet here for our show now is to go to kvsc.org. You can donate and make your pledge there. You can also see all of our cool perks we have for people who donate as well if you want to get any KVSC swag. So we got a bunch of great stuff. And of course, your donation is tripled. So it's the best time to do it right now, kvsc.org.
Yeah, we really need your support. So thank you very much.
And we're going to toss it out now here. You'll hear some cool music here from Mike May with Diversions in just a minute.